WU2TR.
WU2T, hold.
Got 1,400ths of an inch so far. I was sitting over there at the table and activating our new Costco cards. And looking at the electric bill, which is higher this time, of course, but we're on the level payment plan, so I don't care.
Well, I may get on that myself eventually, but right now I'm not, and they wouldn't let me the last time I tried to, so anyhow, I'm pedaling very slowly in this rain, headed back to the house, and we'll be glad when I get there. And they went over, the doctor's appointment was for an ultrasound for the heart. And I could hear it beating when she turned up the volume, so I must still be alive, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting when it does that. And you can, if you listen closely, you can hear a leaky valve in there. I had to set mine back a little bit. A week or two, I can't remember now. It's in February, I think, Rusty. The kids got us a birthday present, of which I'll tell you about later. And I kind of wish I hadn't have, but don't say I said that. But anyways, I'm not much of a traveler anymore.
I don't go to strange places. Of course, I don't know how anything could be stranger than going to Florida these days. Oh, I could go to California. That would really be strange.
Nick City. no joke. Well, from looking at the radar there a little bit ago, it looks like it could get really interesting. I've seen some circulation not too far from us, actually, headed this way.
Made an extreme right turn, you know, about 120 degrees right turn, and went somewhere else.
It looks like there's severe stuff in it here and there. Hopefully it'll be there more than here.
That's it, you know, and got a guy driving a Cadillac here in front of me, and I'm not sure he knows where he's going because he keeps stepping on his brakes. And Cadillac SUV of some sort, it looks like. Or I can tell the Cadillac emblem on the back of it. And they haven't recognized this shape from any of their body designs.
Their taillights, they are beautiful. But you can figure if it's a Cadillac, they're old. Or if it's a Buick, they're old.
You can see the emblem on the tail, and it's big enough that you can tell it's a Cadillac emblem that's right in the middle. And so, anyway, and there he goes, stepping on the brakes again. Ah, he finally put on a turn signal. He's turning into Uncle Joe's Cars and Trucks. And yep, it's a Cadillac. That's exactly what it is. I couldn't tell which model because he was in his turn, but... Oh, at least he's not to keep stepping on the brakes in front of me.
...to do that all the time. And he's probably the one that owned that dealership if he's driving a Cadillac.
Had a dealer tag on it for the, you know, for the place. Probably not. He's probably, maybe someone was out test driving it. And I've seen... people do that, some of them, but no, I was staying well back from him. I wasn't doing even 40 miles an hour, and I was staying at least 5 car lengths back, because this road, you know, even though we had rain 2 days ago, 3 days ago, this road could still be slick from the oils and things that get on highways, and also you add rain to it, and you got slippery slidey.
Have you seen anything about the CQ calendars this year? I haven't received anything. I know they were in trouble for a while, but I always liked their calendars.
Only thing I saw about them is I got an email back in November about them being available, and you can go online and order them. So I guess they're still available there. I haven't looked in a while.
Do just that. Usually they get cheaper after the first of the year, but that's not what I was concerned about. I just like their calendars. They got big squares on them, and you can write on them, and then it has all the information on there that, you know, I like to see about the ARRL and that. Oh, goodness. But their magazine just got too expensive for me.
Chance to get a 1-year subscription to it for a very reduced price now, which is about to run out. And I'm doing the online version, not the mail it to you version. And I just had a car in front of me at the traffic light, had a magnet on the back of it that says, "My dog is my BFF."
Understand all of these short, shorthand languages and stuff there. I can imagine what that might mean, but I never did stop to figure that one out. I do like to read some of the interesting license plates on some of the cars, though. Well, I did watch Matt Dillon today. And I watched a little bit of it without the sound on, but I was reading some of the stuff about the news on the computer, you know. That's about it, Rusty. Not much else going on here. Where are you headed now?
3 minutes from the house. That's where I'm headed. Get back in the house and wrap up and warm up my coffee and have a cup of coffee when I get home or something. I don't know. Of course, I'm comfortable in the car. I've got both sides of the heat in the front set for 73, and it's comfortable in here with this jacket I've got on and the flannel shirt. So, anyway, but I'll be back home in a few minutes, and then I'm going to go back inside, and I am not planning to have to get out again tonight. But, you know, that's all subject to whatever, you know, goes on, needless to say. But just trying to get things done, you know.
Yeah, I got some bills paid and things like that a while ago, but that's about all I've done. And went out and picked up 7 eggs from the hens and gave them some corn and oats, and then headed back in. And we exchanged their water system yesterday, and so they're set. God, I hate to think about going out there next week when it's really cold. I think they're saying down to 15 now, but it sure beats where I used to live up in Kansas. I think one day next week with 9 below zero.
Seen some of those temperature things. Anyway, while I'm pulling into the yard, I will catch up to you later. N0TRW2T, and I'll be on the radio inside shortly.
Okay, Rusty, I think we're going to have some of the neighbor's catfish is what Bernice is fixing up for supper tonight. That's about as far uptown as you can get. See you later, bud. W2T and 0TR clear.